So hot.
Yeah, took a nap. Well, Knox and her ex-boyfriend, they have been freed. They were convicted in 2009 of killing Knox's British roommate, Meredith Kircher. How could we forget? And her family was there. Now they get no relief. She was serving 26 years, and he got 25. Funny, the court system over there.
Okay, so did you keep up with this? Because I did.
I did a little bit. I did.
So what's the DNA? What's the deal about the DNA?
Well, they figured out there was some DNA, they said in the very beginning, on her bra snap. You know, I mean, and then they found out it wasn't. It was all contaminated.
What do you mean contaminated?
Contaminated. It wasn't his DNA. They said that Amanda Knox, the report came back that Amanda Knox's boyfriend, his DNA was on the bra clasp.
Well, you
and
that think,
Amanda's on the
knife. You would think
her
boyfriend's DNA would be on her bra clasp.
Not Amanda's boyfriend.
Oh.
No. That is not right. No. It was all inconclusive. I mean, it was all it was all messy, and first this and then that, and they never could. And they actually convicted her on messy DNA and all this.
Okay, so the DNA turned out to be the crux of the matter.
Well, the court decided to have their own outside agency do it, and they said, no, this is BS.
Oh,
this doesn't cut the mustard. So they still didn't overturn it, but then Amanda got up there and she pleaded. She said her life, she didn't do it. She didn't. She was her roommate. She loved her. And they let her go home. She's home. What a story. I mean, that's a book right now, movie.
Innocent or not, she's not exactly a nice person, is she?
I think she seems like a nice girl.
But
she was good in college.
She implicated a man who was completely innocent that she didn't even know
Who?
She did at the beginning. She said he did it.
I probably should stop you before you embarrass yourself.
No.
You haven't kept up with this stuff.
Okay, I'll shut up.
They were together that night. Yeah, her and her boyfriend.
I'm talking about the guy that was nothing to do with this.
The drifter.
The nightclub owner. He was the one she said did it in the beginning. They looked and examined him and arrested him, and then they found out that the nightclub security cameras had him in the nightclub all night long.
Well, I think that was because she was thinking of another night.
Yes, I don't know. Okay. I'm sorry, Amanda.
Know?
Maybe you're okay. I don't know.
How will we ever know? Maybe you should have been a judge, JP.
I would have been a horrible judge.
I don't know. I think you might have been a good judge. All right, so what else this week? Amanda Knox, she got out of jail. So did her boyfriend. What else did you have on your list?
Hey, a couple of Nevada stories hit. I mean, related to Nevada. Harry Reid invoked the nuclear option in the Senate.
Tell us what that means, JP.
Holy cow, is it complicated.
Well, don't get that complicated.
Okay.
But what does it mean?
Well, the Senate is different than the House in the fact that they allow members to debate things, and that the member that wants to debate something can hold up the bill. And that has always worked for the country because the House tends to do stuff quickly and irrationally, and the Senate takes a long time to do anything.
Yeah.
And they talk about it and they debate it. And Harry Reid got irritated this week because the Republicans said, the president's out there accusing us of not supporting his jobs bill. Let's bring the doggone thing up and vote on it.
Oh.
And Harry Reid knew that the Democrats didn't want to vote yes on it any more than the Republicans did. So it would be an embarrassment for the president. So he said, no more debate. You can't. The rules have now changed. So the Senate, after 200 and some years, has now all of a sudden got different rules because of Harry Reid.
And Harry decided on these new rules?
And it's going to come back and bite him in the ass because next year he's going to be in the minority. And
are they going to actually let Harry Reid decide how to change the rules?
Well, they voted on it, but you can change the rules with a majority vote.
Okay.
So instead of the 60-40 you need to get other things done.
So because the fellow Democrats are embarrassed by it, he got them to vote and they got it out.
So now no longer can you bring up these kind of amendments that the Republicans were trying to bring up.
Is that good or bad?
I think it's bad.
Okay.
I have always liked the fact that the Senate acted as a brake on the House. In other words, you can pass any dumbass thing you want in the House, but the Senate is going to... Mom, I'm sorry. The Senate will stop it in its tracks. So now...
Well, they seem to be stopping everything. It doesn't seem to have changed anything.
The less government does, the better for all of us.
Harry Reid, just keep spinning in your wheels. Just keep doing it, buddy. You're just looking bad all the time. Okay, well, that's one man's opinion. We'll be back. We've got more hot topics to talk about here on Broadview. And Elena Prophet is here, my very special guest today. We'll get some predictions on JP's future.
Oh, no.
The Buzz.
Fall
is here and it's time to take care of yourself, and RenewMD is a great place to start. RenewMD is staffed by experts in custom skin refinement with the latest technology and equipment to improve your appearance. Go and experience why over 99% of RenewMD's customers rate their services and products as excellent. Board certified in plastic surgery and a leading authority on cosmetic surgery and skin, RenewMD Medical Director Dr. James Murphy welcomes you to the area's most complete medical spa facility. Whether you have wrinkles, blotchy, uneven skin tones, or sunspots, RenewMD offers complimentary consultations that can provide you with information on the products and services that can have you looking younger with more vibrant skin in as little as a few weeks. The RenewMD staff of experts have primary and advanced certifications in Botox, Restylane, and other injectables. Call RenewMD today for your complimentary consultation. RenewMD, setting the gold standard for medical spas at affordable prices. Call 852-4500.
Welcome back to Broadview, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now, here's your host, Jay Davis.
Yes, and welcome back, and welcome to my buddy here, JP. I wanted to ask you one
more. Buddy now.
Yeah, you're my buddy now. I want to ask you one more thing about this Harry Reid invoking the nuclear option. What does that mean? Invoking the nuclear option. That sounds ominous. Like, okay, Senate, push the button.
In the Senate, a majority has never been enough to pass a bill. You needed some kind of compromise, or you needed a 60-40 majority to pass anything. Now, with the nuclear option, the Democrats can push things through with a simple majority vote, like the House.
So why are they calling it nuclear?
Because it blows up 200 and some years worth of tradition in the Senate.
Wow. Get that, people.
The Republicans talked about doing it back in 2005, I think it was, because the Democrats were stopping all of the judge nominations that Bush was sending them. And so the Republicans talked about doing the nuclear option. And you should have heard Harry Reid back in 2005 complaining about what the Republicans were just talking about doing.
Yeah.
Now he's the one who did it.
Well, you know, that's the way it goes,
right? He's such a hypocrite.
That's the way it goes. It's a wishy-washy world.
Yeah.
There's the name of a show, Wishy Washy World. Hello. Well, I don't know. Sounds like a bunch of crap to me. Sorry to blow up that bubble, but it's just ridiculous. One side, that side, this side, can't get a thing done. And then there's Hank Williams Jr.
Mentioned them in my moment of common sense today.
What did he do? Did he blow himself up?
He just
up
expressed
or what?
His opinion. Come on. What's wrong with
goodness.
That?
Oh. Well, it just goes to show you that you really can't just express your own opinion, because then sponsors will drop your butt and you'll
sponsors
lose all your
didn't
income.
Drop. It was ESPN, which is a liberal corporate entity.
Well, exactly. But why do you
they
think they
him.
Dropped him? Because the sponsors call up. I mean, that's the way this
they
world
didn't.
Works, JP.
Do you have any evidence that sponsors called up?
JP, you've been in the government for a while. This is the same way this stuff happens.
I'm all on Hank Williams' side here. I like Hank Williams.
Who asked him? Who asked him? That's what I want to know. Who asked him, comparing the golf game? I mean, that wasn't a very intelligent conversation, in my opinion.
Yeah, I'm not sure the comment was all that great, but well, I mean, doesn't he have a right to have an opinion?
He does, but so does a TV station of saying, you know
take
what?
Take it back 6 years. If somebody said something about Bush on another channel, would they be fired from ESPN Monday Night Football?
Could happen.
A chance in heck. Chance in heck. Did you get
that? Was good. That's good. Yeah. That's good. Keep the cursing down.
Yeah, I really got to.
All right, well, you think he's in the right and F him then. Monday Night Football's out. He's making tons of money on that thing.
I loved his
He just pinched off his lifeline.
I think he makes some money on other stuff.
Well, what? Have you heard a new Hank Williams Jr. tune lately?
You know I'm not a music person.
How's he making a living then, JP?
I don't know.
Tell me, what do we have, JP Jings now? I mean,
are you saying he doesn't
Hank
make
Williams
any money
Jr.
off
Jr.
his music otherwise?
Well, yeah, I get some royalties. He does. But this was a big deal. Mm. This was a big deal. What'd she bring me?
I don't know.
Okay. Oh, all right. Oh, that's what we wanted to do. That's the next subject we wanted. No, it's your turn.
Is it?
Yeah, Steve Jobs is next.
A virus hit the drone fleet this week.
The drone?
Do you know the drones that bomb the Pakistani border and
drones.
Afghan border?
Okay, we're here.
They're
all
flown from here in Nevada. They sit in a military base here in Nevada, and they're flying these drones all the way on the other side of the world.
Really?
And they've had a virus in their drone computers for weeks now, and they can't get rid of it. Is that bizarre?
A little penicillin.
Somebody's
doesn't help
trying
this
to take
situation.
Over our drones.
My God, someone's trying to take over our drones.
And what kind of a virus can't you get rid of?
Are our drones down?
This is a serious business.
Wow, well, they better recall all the drones now.
They're still flying them. They're still flying them
on
missions.
Well, they're going to go berserk. You hear me?
Remember we just bombed that Al-Awlaki guy?
Yeah. Yeah.
They probably bombed him while we had a virus in the computer.
It was probably a crazy virus drone that hit him. We didn't even know it.
Sooner or later, that virus is going to take over and all the drones are going to flip around and head for the U.S.
Don't say that.
Well, why else would you have a virus in there? Somebody's trying to take them over.
Well, no. It doesn't have to be. We've got hackers in every part of this universe now.
It's probably some high school kid, right?
Swear to God, it is. I know it's only a high school kid.
He just
that
wants
get
to watch.
It.
You know, he's just like, hey, I can watch where the drones are doing.
Wow, that'll we'll be watching for that. Crazy drones.
I got a good computer guy. I should send him down to the Defense Department and see if he can help.
Well, do what you will. Well, okay, now I wanted to talk about Steve Jobs. What an inspiration.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, was that amazing? Although, like they said, expected in the public eye, we all feel like we know him. He was so cute when he was young. Wasn't he cute?
I didn't know.
Handsome dude.
Notice that, no.
Yeah, beard and stuff. He was really cute. And made all that money down there in the Silicon Valley. One
Being
of them.
A billionaire kind of makes
billionaire.
You cute, too, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. No, but he was. And what an inspiring man. Fired from Apple once, went back, helped read. Well, Steve Aussie, you know, he joined us. Steve Aussie from Nevada
Apple
Matters.
He's an Apple fanatic.
Well, he knows him. Yeah. They were all down there together. He had his own software company going on at the same time out of his garage when these other things were going on. Steve's a very brilliant man as well. Had a good relationship with him. And so I thought, hey, let's talk to Steve and talk about Steve Jobs. It's on my thumbnail.